Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 27th. You'll be interested to know, 165 years ago, today, in 1859, Edwin Laurentine Drake struck oil while drilling in Titusville, Pennsylvania, becoming the first driller of a productive oil well in the United States. This groundbreaking achievement marked the beginning of the modern petroleum industry, revolutionizing energy production and contributing significantly to industrial progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early on today, clearing up by 9 a.m. with mostly sunny skies and temperatures near 80 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 67 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 6:15 with a low tide just before 11. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely from late morning into the evening. Highs will be in the upper 80s, cooling to the low 60s at night. Thursday through Friday will be mostly sunny, with highs in the low 70s and lows in the mid-50s. Rain chances return on Saturday, with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 70s, cooling to the mid-60s at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the family of a Boston police officer has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Karen Reed, who was recently tried for the officer's death but faced a hung jury. The lawsuit, filed in Plymouth County Superior Court, also targets two bars for allegedly serving Reed alcohol when she was already intoxicated on January 28, 2022. The suit claims Reed struck John O'Keefe with her Lexus SUV after drinking at C.F. McCarthy's and Waterfall Bar and Grill. Reed maintains her innocence, stating she was framed. A new trial is scheduled for January 27th. Now on to sports. The NFL Players Association has vetoed a bylaw that would have allowed teams to elevate a bona fide quarterback from the practice squad an unlimited number of times to serve as an emergency third quarterback on game days. This means the game day emergency third quarterback will function the same as it did in 2023. The rule proposed by the Buffalo Bills aimed to prevent non-quarterbacks from stepping in during games, as seen in the 2022 NFC Championship game. The NFL Players Association opposed the change, fearing it would allow teams to stash a 54th player on the practice squad. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Blue Jays 7-3. And tonight, the Sox are back at it for Game 3 with the Jays. In top news, as Dr. Anthony Fauci recovers from West Nile virus, questions are rising about the illness, including its contraction, symptoms, and prevention. Fauci, former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CBS News that he expects to fully recover at home after being hospitalized for days. The West Nile virus, primarily spread by mosquitoes, causes flu-like symptoms such as nausea, aches, vomiting, fever, and chills. Less than one in 150 infections lead to serious complications, affecting the central nervous system. Protect yourself by wearing appropriate clothing, using insect repellent, and eliminating standing water. In business news, Canada is imposing significant tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles and steel and aluminum products to protect its growing domestic electric vehicle industry. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a 100% tariff on Chinese-made electric vehicles and a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum products from China, effective in early October. The move follows discussions with President Joe Biden's national security advisor and aims to counter China's unfair trade practices. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland emphasized that the tariffs would not hinder Canada's mandate for zero-emission vehicles by 2035. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $63,200. Ethereum is just under $2,700. And Solana is $158. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The scientists are on the cusp of unleashing the power of the world's largest battery. A new facility off the Oregon coast could ignite an energy revolution. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports that theoretical annual energy from U.S. coastal waves is 2 trillion kilowatt hours. Wave energy could account for up to 20% of the U.S. renewable energy mix. Companies like SeaPower are developing devices to harness this power. PacWave in Newport, Oregon, will be the first wave energy testing facility in the continental U.S., aiming to revolutionize ocean energy. And in entertainment news, Glenn Powell is set to star in a new Hulu series, Chad Powers. Powell's role in this series is a form of redemption after being rejected twice from the cult favorite drama, Friday Night Lights. In Chad Powers, Powell plays Russ Holiday, a college quarterback who disguises himself to play for a struggling Southern football team. Powell also serves as an executive producer and co-writer for the series. His football skills, showcased in Top Gun, will be highlighted again. The series is based on Eli Manning's docuseries, Eli's Places. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American investor and philanthropist, Warren Buffett. And he said, "In the 20th century, the United States endured two world wars and other traumatic and expensive military conflicts. The Depression, a dozen or so recessions and financial panics, oil shocks, a flu epidemic, and the resignation of a disgraced president. Yet, the Dow rose from 66 to nearly 1,200. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.